Well, good morning, church. We sure appreciate you tuning in one more Sunday. If you have a Bible, we want you to turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 1. Hebrews in chapter number 1. Trust you all had a good week. We ask that you pray for us this morning as we try to give you what the Lord has given us. Hebrews chapter number 1. We're going to read verses 10 through 12, and then I'm going to take you to one verse over in chapter number 13. In verse 10, the Bible says, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and thou shalt be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." Over in chapter 13 and verse number 8, familiar scripture to all of us, it says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forevermore." Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we love you. We thank you again for this beautiful day that you've allowed us to see. We pray, God, you give us the strength to stand. Give us, Lord, what we stand in need of this morning. Father, we pray, God, that you'd feed us. We pray, God, that you'd help us. Father, bless all those out in the sound of our voice that's tuned in this morning, God, that you'd give them what they need. Meet the need this morning, God. Be with all those that need our prayers, and we'll sure thank you for everything that you do. In the precious name of Jesus, I do humbly pray. Amen and amen. These verses in Hebrews, they teach us a thought that God had given us about how even though we're living in times of change, He's still the same. Last Sunday, we preached a message about "Be still and know that I am God" out of Psalms 46. But this Sunday, I'd like to tell you that He doesn't change, that He's still God. I love these verses right here out of the book of Hebrews where the writer told us about that in chapter 1. He said, "Thou art the same." In verse 8 of chapter 13, it said, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore." We live in a world where there's constant change. Jesus, in the midst of change, is unchanging. There is no change with Him. This world changes. God doesn't. We see today where they make changes in so many different things, not just in the world. We see changes in the church. We see changes at our jobs. We've seen different protocols, procedures, things that come up that everybody wants to change to fit their own agenda. And a lot of people will see they want to change the Bible to fit their life. We do not change the Bible to fit us. We need to change us to fit God's Word, the Bible. And I want to read you some things about God doesn't change. His thought that He's given us. Pray for us this morning. First thing I'll give you is He doesn't change. God's promises don't change. He is always true. And you don't have to look far, but you can stay in that 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews and look what the writer said in verse 5 and 6. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." What a promise that is. Verse 6 says, "So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." There's precious promises in there. Peter wrote about it in 2 Peter chapter number 1, first part of verse 4. Says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises." Peter did not say they were just great promises. He said they were exceeding great and precious promises. Peter tacked on the exceeding great and precious promises to what God gives us. I'm glad even though we live in a world where people's words change, God doesn't change. People can tell us one thing. They want to tell us things to suffice us. They want to tell us things to maybe make us go away. They want to tell us things so we just believe anything they say. I'm telling you this morning, we can believe the Word of God, and it's always true. God does not change. The Bible says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore." People that's looking for a new way to do things, there is no new way. Jesus is still the way. He does not change. We just got to preach Jesus. That's what's going to do it. Not only God's promises don't change, He's always true. But let me give you the second one. God's protection doesn't change. He's still a strong and mighty tower. In Proverbs chapter number 18, the Bible says, "The name of the Lord Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth unto it and is safe. Look at the protection it says he is. Not only did Solomon write about it, but David had something to say about this protection that God gives. David said in Psalms 18, verse number 2, look at what David told us here. He says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In whom will I trust? My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised." Notice right there what he's saying. God's protection right there is limitless and can take many forms. I know a lot of times we want to see exactly what the protection is, right? We think of protection, we think of it as a weapon, a gun. We think of it as a knife. We think of it as something that we can hold back people with, a club, a stick, or something like this. But look at the forms that God is and how He protects us. It tells us in verse 2, David said, "He's my rock," which means we can't be moved by any who would harm us. David said, "He's my fortress, a place where the enemy cannot follow us." David said, "He's my buckler, a shield between us and harm." And look what he says right here. He said, "In the horn of my salvation." It's a symbol of might, of power. We see here where it says the horn of my salvation. It's a protective mechanism. We see with like rhinoceroses and different kind of animal species. We see bulls. We see deers. They use their horns. They use their antlers. They use things like that to help protect themselves. And you know, I've seen where I like this, the horn of my salvation. It talks about the power of it, the mighty of it. He tells us that, you know what? The devil can take anything from us. People can take anything from us. Somebody can go in your house while you're there or not there and take everything you got. Somebody can jack your car. Somebody can steal your wallet. Somebody can take all your livelihood like Job had, where everything was wiped out that the devil took. But you know what the devil can't take? My salvation, what David said. He said, "He is the horn of my salvation." People can take anything. The devil can take anything, but he cannot take our salvation. He also pinned it down, the writer in Isaiah. Look what Isaiah said about protection. I love these verses right here. Verse number 1 in chapter 43 of Isaiah. "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." If that is not a saying of protection, if that should not get us excited about God being God to us, I don't know what else will. He said, "Thou art mine." Now look what it says. This is God's protection. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee." And it all hinges on this right here. "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." Look what it says right there. Look what he talks about how he's our protection. I know people. I was talking to one of my friends at work, and she's going through a trial right now with cancer, and different people that's got many different diseases. We know people are hearing of people that these coronavirus has overtaken them, this COVID-19 has overtaken them, and many different other things that happen to us in life. Diabetes, there's people that's got ALS, there's people that have so many different things that just destroy their body. So many different things. And look what it says right here. "When thou passest through the waters," there's people that feel like they're drowning. There's people that feel like they're in the fire today with what they're going through. But I'm glad today we can report that God is still God. He said, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee." Sometimes it feels like our boat's filling up with water. Sometimes it feels like we're doing everything we can to just tread above that water, to keep our head above water. I'm telling you, we will not sink with God. He said, "I will be with thee." The Bible says there, it says, "When you go through a fire, neither shall that be burned." Every time I hear that, I think about them three Hebrew boys. I'm telling you, today's times and today's troubles, we can feel like we're going through a fire, but it says we will come through it not burned. That's the Word of the God. That goes back to that promises. It doesn't change. He's always true. I love that. But not only is God's protection doesn't change, He's still a strong and mighty tower. God's position doesn't change. He's still on the throne this morning. The Bible says in chapter 45, just a few pages over this morning, He says in verse 5 and 6, look, He's talking to Cyrus. He says, "I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that thou may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, from the rising to the setting of the sun, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Right there, I love that, where he says God's position doesn't change. He's still on the throne. The writer in Psalms had a little something to say about this in Psalms 115, the first three verses. He says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." Well, the psalmist knew exactly how to start this out. "Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Ain't that something today when trouble comes? And it ain't nothing new. We see it with today's times. Right? You see the skeptics, the hecklers, and the atheists. They're all out there. Well, if God's so good, why is this virus overtaking us? If God's so good, why do we got people suffering through cancers? If God is so good, why has all this happened to us? And people forget that this could just be judgment. There's a punishment for sin. There's a punishment for sin. But I like this in verse number 3 where it says, "But our God is in the heavens." He's nowhere else today. He's in the heavens, which I mean He is everywhere today. He's omnipresent. He could be everywhere. But God's still on the throne today. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. And there might be somebody out there saying, "Well, that's a pretty arrogant statement. That's pretty cocky for God to say He hath done what pleases Him." But I'm here today to say, I'm glad that God does what pleases Him. He knows what's best for me. He knows what's right for me. He knows the path that I need to go on. And I become pleased when I follow God who does what He pleases. I need God to do what pleases Him today. That's what's going to keep me on the right path. That's what's going to keep me lined up with God's will when He does whatever He pleases. He's God and He's good at being God. Lastly this morning, I want to leave you with not only God's promises don't change, He's always true. God's protection doesn't change. He's still a strong and mighty tower. God's position don't change. He is still on the throne. But this is the one I like. God's provision doesn't change. He's still our testimony today. In Proverbs 8:35, look what Solomon wrote right here in Proverbs 8:35. "For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord." Now Solomon ain't saying if you find me, you find this life and you obtain the favor of the Lord. He said when you find God, "Whoso findeth God findeth life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord." He meets our needs. And not only will I say He meets our needs, can we just be in agreement this morning that God exceeds our needs? He goes above and beyond what I need each and every day. I know when I'm just looking for a little, God gives me a lot. And a lot of times, I'm going to tell you, I'm looking for a lot. God always provides my needs, and I'm thankful for it. God provides your needs. And it says, "Whoso findeth me findeth life." And you know, it tells us that only he who finds the Lord, fully trusting, finds life. It finds the life that we live. We're only fully active then when we learn to find God. I know a lot of times you hear people say, "Well, life don't begin until you become 16, you're able to drive." Well, life don't become really life. You really ain't living until you become 21. Well, it really ain't living and you ain't found life until you become 20, 30, 40. Can I tell you this morning that you really ain't living until you give your life to God? That's when you start living. It's not that salvation becomes the end of the road. That's where it all starts when you get saved. And that's all God wants to do is save you today. He tells us that His provisions don't change. He's still our testimony. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Let me give you this about our testimony. Our testimony. I'm glad His provisions don't change. Bible says in verse 8 of chapter 9, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things," let's back it up, Having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. All sufficiency, the things that He gives us. Now, how does all this thing come about, preacher? Let's keep reading back up to verse 6 and let's go through here. I like this. This is our testimony. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. After it talks about this, right, he goes into verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The person who gives a little will receive a little. That's what it tells us. And I know you might be here today, and you might think, I want to give, but how do I keep giving? We're living in troubled times, preacher. I need to put back. I need to save. The toilet paper's running short. Food's running short. The meat's running short. I got to make sure I feed my family. I might be getting laid off of our work. I know the governor said something about people that's non-essential are off till April 17th right there. Right? They're worried about that. But can I tell you something? Don't ever let a lack of faith keep you from giving to God, and don't let a lack of faith keep you from receiving from God. I'm afraid today we live in a day where people just say, I just don't know if I can do it. You know what? If we don't, how can we not trust God with what He's done for us? How can we not trust God? He takes care of us every day. Now's not the time for us to quit trusting in Him. Now's not the time for us to be living in fear. And that's what He talks about. He said, if we will sow bountifully, we shall reap bountifully. And a lot of times we think, well, how do I know what to give? I have to cut this back. No, God's is still God's. It doesn't matter what it is. And it ain't just, and don't say, well, let me go ahead and cut him off. He's talking about our money. I'm not just talking about your money. That's God's anyway. And it's really not our money. It's all God's. God give it to us anyway. But not just your money, not just your tithe, but your time. Your time. When you put into this Bible, when you sow into this Bible time, you're going to reap out of this Bible what you need. It's going to give you a word of encouragement. It's going to give you a word of peace. It's going to give you strength to go on. Your strength and your joy does not come by how many likes you get, how many shares you get, how many pats on the back you get, how many words of encouragement you get. That is not where your strength or joy comes from. Your strength and your joy comes from the Lord. And the Bible says if we would just sow bountifully, we'll reap bountifully. However much you give, I believe is how much you're going to get. And I want to give it all to God because God has given all to me. He's given me His best. I want to give Him my best. God's worthy this morning. It tells us that. But also in Psalms 23, let me leave you with this right here. In Psalms 23, and I'm done. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We know that God's provision don't change. He's still our testimony. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This shepherd depicts the Lord as our guide, our provider, our protector, and our constant companion. You know, today I am completely dependent on God. But as I close, I want to leave you this right here. Not only His promises don't change, He's always true. God's protection doesn't change. He is my strong and mighty tower. God's position doesn't change. He's still on the throne. God's provision doesn't change. He's still my testimony. Not only is He my testimony this morning, you know what He is? And then Brother Aaron's going to come sing us a song. I want you to listen to the song. God is my everything this morning. He's my everything this morning. I told my wife, I was going through the kitchen yesterday, and I was listening to my preacher preach a message. And it got me so excited today. Let me tell you something today. I know our faith gets shaken. And I know sometimes that we just don't know what to do. And we're overwhelmed and we get anxious and we don't know what to do. But I heard my preacher say, and this absolutely charged me up. It's helped me and I hope it helps you. He said, if a little faith will help you walk on water. That was Peter. A little faith. He said, if a little faith will help you walk on water. Jesus said, a little faith, a grain of a mustard seed, right, will help you move mountains. So if a little faith will help you walk on water, if a little faith will remove mountains, what will big faith do this morning? What will big faith let you do this morning? All things are possible with God, is what it says this morning. Don't be limited this morning by what you can do. But I'm going to tell you something today. Let God be God in your life this morning. He doesn't change. These times are changing, and I know we look at that and we think, well, it must be the end of the world, all this is happening. And I don't know, it could be, it might not be. I'm not going to scare you, but I'm telling you, today is the day of salvation. If you need to get saved, today's a good day to get saved. Don't let the devil distract you enough where you don't. We've got so much to be thankful for, even in the times where we see people struggling, people being let go of work for a few weeks. People might not get to do what they want to do. Hey, look, and maybe this is just God getting our attention and saying, you know what? You've been worshiping sports. I'm going to cut sports out. You've been worshiping entertainment venues. I'm going to cut the entertainment venues out. You know what? Today we can look around and say how bad it's got. Or we can stop and thank God that you know what He's given us. I know what I've received out of this. More time in my Word. More time with my family. And even though, church, we can't gather together right now, you know what? We can be together in one mind and one accord in spirit. In spirit. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You so much for this day and for how You helped us. We thank You for loving us. Thank You for standing with us this morning. God, we pray, God, that You'd let this word go out, Lord. We know it won't come back in vain. Do as You'd see fit, Father, for Your God today. We thank You for how You're taking care of us. Be with our nation today, Father. Be with our president and vice president, Lord, decisions that they make. God, would You have Your hand upon them? God, help us to be bold in these days, Lord, not to be scared or fearful or nervous. Father, but just to trust You, God. Help us with our faith. Father, we pray that, Lord, You'd help us to have big faith, God, to do great things, that You would get the glory for it, God. Help us to be a word of encouragement to somebody today. Father, thank You for a beautiful day that You've given us, and thank You for all that You do. Help us, Father, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Brother Aaron, you come sing us this song. Listen to the words of this song. I've asked Him to sing this morning. I've got so much to thank Him for.
When I move the throne around and we'll be right back.
so much for tuning in this morning. You pray for us, church. We're praying for you. Check on each other. Love each other. Continue to remember Miss Janice Russell. Keep praying for her. And just lift her up in prayer. And if you need something, you call us, Texas. Also, remember, when you're giving your tithes and offerings, just mail the checks to P.O. Box 213, Somerville, Alabama 35670. All tithes and offerings can be mailed to there. Thank you so much. Hope you all have a wonderful day. We love you.